It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where today the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Las Vegas Aviators in the opening game of a six-game series and a six-game homestand for the Red Ears. The Red Ears are back here at Cheney Stadium after spending last week in Sacramento taking on the Giants AAA club, the Rivercats. And the Red Ears are coming off of their best series of the season. The Red Ears won the series 4-2, their first series victory of the year. And in fact, the Red Ears had the series win already locked up with one game to go after winning on Saturday. Tacoma did lose the finale on Sunday, getting shut out. Almost getting shut out. They were an out away from getting shut out. And then Andrew Knapp, a new acquisition, homered in the ninth. And the Red Ears avoided the shutout, but they lost the game by a final score of 6-1. Still, the Red Ears took 4 out of 6 from the Rivercats, and one of the big reasons was starting pitching. The Red Ears' starting pitching was spectacular in the last 4 games of that series, and the Red Ears hope that Darren McCacken can continue that trend today. McCacken, 1-4 on the year with a 6.90 ERA, but he had his best start of the season against Las Vegas when these two teams met at the end of April in Las Vegas. The Aviators won that series 4-2, but McCacken was the starter in a game that the Red Ears won 7-1 as he allowed just 1 run in 6 innings against these guys. Really a great game. So McCacken's hoping to continue his success against the Aviators today. He'll be opposed by Las Vegas right-hander Colin Wiles. Wiles, W-I-L-E-S, is 3-3 on the year with a 5.63 ERA. He makes his 8th start of the season for the Aviators. So Colin Wiles on the mound for the Oakland A's AAA club and Darren McCacken on the mound for the Red Ears. Well, these two teams, major league affiliates, are playing one another in a series just up north at T-Mobile Park. And that means it's easy to make transactions right now for both clubs. We'll get you caught up to date on the latest Tacoma Red Ears roster moves when the Red Ears pregame show continues right after this.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
The Tacoma Red Ears taking on the Las Vegas Aviators. Little midweek daytime baseball for you coming from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Opening game of a 6-game homestand. This is the only day game until the final game of the series on Sunday when we always play at 1:35 here. Night games the rest of the week. Check out TacomaRedEars.com for the promotions, the schedule, ticket information, everything that you need to know. Well, the Red Ears had a couple roster moves today. First and foremost, not an official roster move yet, but Kyle Lewis's 20-day rehab assignment has ended, and there's a lot of talk coming out of the Seattle media covering the Mariners that Lewis is likely to be activated by the Mariners tonight for their night game against Oakland. That's not official yet, but it seems to be likely. And when they do that, they'll have to send someone down to Tacoma in all likelihood. So look for Kyle Lewis to return to the big leagues. Evan White continues his rehab. He is here with Tacoma. Also, the Rainiers have added some outfield help. Miguel Perez back with the team from extended spring training. He's performed well when called upon earlier this season. And a little pitching help, too. Asher Wojciechowski activated from the injured list. He had been out with a stiff back and didn't need long to start feeling better. He was on the IL for a little more than a week. But Wojciechowski is available in the bullpen today, according to manager Tim Fedorovich. Let's get to the starting lineups in today's game. We'll do that right after these messages.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Las Vegas Aviators, or the Oakland A's AAA club. Their manager is Fran Reardon. They have a record of 22 wins and 20 losses. Leading off, playing right field is Drew Jackson. Batting second, center fielder Billy McKinney. Hitting third and doing the catching, top prospect Shea Langeliers. In the cleanup spot, the slugging veteran Matt Davidson. He's at first base. Hitting fifth is designated hitter Austin Allen. Vimeo Machine hits sixth. He is at third base. Batting seventh and playing second base is Christian Lopes. Hitting eighth, the shortstop Nick Allen, and batting ninth, left fielder Dalton Kelly. On the mound, right-hander Colin Wiles. Wiles is 3-3 with a 5.63 ERA. Well, the Red Ears are 15-27 on the season. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. He's going to lead off with Forrest Wall. Wall is in center field. Batting second and playing first base, rehabbing Seattle Mariner Evan White. Hitting third, the left fielder Jared Kelnick. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Brian O'Keefe. Batting fifth and playing right field is Eric Mejia. Zach Green will hit sixth. He's at third base. Hitting seventh and doing the catching is Andrew Knapp. Batting eighth, second baseman Alex Blandino. And hitting ninth, the shortstop Mason McCoy. On the mound, right-hander Darren McCacken. McCacken is 1-4 with a 6.90 ERA. Our umpires behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is Brian Walsh. At first base is Jose Navas, and over at third, it's Ben Phillips. Tacoma and Las Vegas in the opening game of a six-game series here at Cheney Stadium. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of today's game right after this.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Okay, let's start unloading the sod over here.
The grass is always greener when Haruka's Lawn Care does the mowing.
And then we want to get the flower bed started before lunch.
They need a new landscaping designer to keep their budding business growing.
Oh, can we double check the incline here? This one needs to drain this way.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Well, good morning and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. We're about ready to start this one, the Rainiers and the Las Vegas Aviators. And on the mound, Darren McCackett, he's finished up his warm-up pitches. And here we go, the first pitch of the game to Drew Jackson is a fastball inside for a ball. And we are underway. 55 degrees game time temperature here at Cheney today. Gray skies overhead as here's a swing and a foul back. That is strike two. Gray skies, totally my fault. On the off day yesterday, I washed the car. My bad. One ball, one strike, the count to Drew Jackson. Hitting 260, no homers in 73 at-bats. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. And there's strike two. 1-2 the count. Jackson was once a Mariner farmhand, originally drafted by the Mariners and then traded long ago. Here's a swing and a foul out of play. Still one ball, two strikes to Drew Jackson. So McCacken is making his ninth start of the year. He leads the league in innings pitched, 44 and a third innings pitched coming into play today. It's been the workhorse of the staff, obviously. 1-2 pitch is outside. Two balls, two strikes. And in his 44 and a third innings, he has struck out 41 and walked 12. 2-2 pitch is a called strike three. Got him with a fastball, and Jackson goes down looking. And there's the first out of the ballgame. Strikeout for McCacken. And that'll bring Billy McKinney to the plate. This is the first game ever played at Cheney Stadium with the automated ball strike system in place and being operated. The computer is calling the balls and strikes today and will for the rest of the season. So here's a fastball that misses. There's a computer set up and devices that measure the exact location of the pitch when it crosses over the plate. So here's one down low for a ball. And then an automated voice relays to an earpiece the home plate umpire is wearing that tells him if the computer called it a ball or a strike, and then the umpire makes the call. 2-0 pitch coming to McKinney, and it is swung on and fouled back, and the count goes to 2-1. And this system went into place just last week. The Raiders played six games in Sacramento with the automated ball strike system. And everyone in the league is using it from here on out, well, from starting last Tuesday for the remainder of the season. 2-1 pitch coming. And this one misses ball three. Change up from McCacken. McCacken will throw sinkers, sliders, and changeups. Here's his 3-1 pitch to McKinney, and it's yanked foul down the right field line. Full count, 3-2. McCacken comes set. Here's his 3-2, and it is a little inside, ball four. And McKinney draws a one-out walk, and he heads down to first base. Well, here comes Shea Langeliers, and we will be seeing what happens with him in this series. He's one of the top catching prospects in the minors, and he's hitting 271 with 11 homers this year, second in the league in homers, and he hit four home runs against the Raiders in the series these two teams played in Las Vegas. at the end of April, as here's a strike on the outside edge of fastball from McCacken. He had four home runs, including a walk-off home run in one game, another game in which he homered twice. We'll see if the Rainiers can keep him in check in this series. 0-1 pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate, and the count goes to 0-2. Langeliers got out of the gate hot with the homers. He has slowed down his pace recently. Well, here comes the 0-2 from McCacken. And it is a fastball outside. One ball, two strikes. Evan White holding the runner on at first. Now the 1-2 pitch is low, 2-2. Up the middle, the Rainiers have Alex Blandino at second base today. And Mason McCoy is at short. Zach Green, who's been playing a lot of first base recently, is across the diamond at third in this one. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. McCacken got him with a fastball down. And that is the second out of the inning and second strikeout for McCacken. And now he'll face the veteran Matt Davidson. Davidson's already been with two Pacific Coast League teams this year. And he's hit 10 homers, which is good for a tie for third in the league. The pitch is breaking ball that catches the inside edge. Strike one. Davidson began the year with Reno, got called up by the Diamondbacks, spent a little time in the majors with them. Then was designated for assignment. He hits a roller to the right side, and there's no one playing on that side because of the shift, and it goes into right field, a base hit. McKinney moves all the way to third. It's an opposite field single for Matt Davidson. And Las Vegas has runners at first and third with two outs. So Davidson hit this off the end of the bat the other way, and the Rainiers with a big shift on with three fielders on the left side. There was no one there to field that grounder. So here's Austin Allen. Allen hitting .258 in nine games. And the pitch is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. Allen has been in the major leagues for about a month this year, made the A's opening day roster. Now the 1-0 misses for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Right here's wearing the home white jerseys today and white pants with red hats. Aviators wearing their navy blue jerseys with the orange and yellow design on the sleeves. Here's a pitch in for a called strike to Allen, and the count goes to 2-1. McKinney strays down the line from third, and leading from first is Davidson, and the pitch is swung on, hit in the air towards left center. Forrest Wall seems to have a beat on it, and he does. He makes the catch. And that's the final out of the inning. Allen flies out to Forrest Wall in center. And Vegas does not score in the top of the first inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning. It is Vegas nothing and Tacoma coming to the plate.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories. Big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, Darren McCacken worked a scoreless top of the first inning, and now the Raiders come to the plate at the bottom of the first. Take their hacks against Colin Wiles, the starter for Vegas, and his first pitch is a called strike with a fastball to Forrest Wall. 0-1 the count. Wall hitting .214, second in the league in stolen bases. And the 0-1 is over for a strike. Count goes to 0-2. Wall promptly finds himself down 0-2 in the count after watching two pitches go by. And now Wiles is ready. Here comes the 0-2. No time called by the plate umpire. And it's a pitch clock violation. So a ball is charged. And it's one ball, two strikes to Forrest Wall. Got to work quickly these days. Makes the game better. 1-2 pitch, swing and a bouncer, foul. Still one ball, two strikes. Players adjusting to the new pace of play rules in the minor leagues, but it makes for a more entertaining sport. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it swung on and bounced up the third baseline. This is going to be a base hit for Wall on a ball that went about 50 feet up the third baseline. It wasn't a bunt, but if it was a bunt, it would have been a real beauty. A swinging bunt for Forrest Wall, and he is on to get things started in the bottom of the first inning. And Wall is a threat to try to steal. .16 steals in 20 attempts. And the pitch to Evan White is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Evan White's appearing in his fourth rehab game, looking for his first hit. Now the 1-0 is a swing and a pop-up foul on the first base side, and Davidson has plenty of room, and he makes the catch just a little bit beyond the first base coach's box. So Evan White fouls out, and now Jared Kelnick will be the batter. Kelnick looked like he was ready to go on a roll when on Saturday he had three hits, all hard hit balls with a couple of doubles, but then Sunday he went 0-for-4. Now the pitch is outside for a ball to Kelnick. Kelnick hitting .222 in six games with a homer. Now here comes the 1-0 from Wiles, and it is a swing and a miss at a slider, and the count's even 1-1. Pickoff throw to first. Wall dives back in safely. Now here comes the 1-1 pitch. And there goes Wall. The pitch is swung on and bounced back to the mound. And the pitcher, Wiles, has it. Throws to first. Wall did not stop at second base. He goes all the way to third on the bouncer back to the mound. And it looked like Langoliers noticed and was actually pointing when Wiles fielded this ground. And we'll take a look here on MILB TV as no, he was pointing towards first. Okay. Throw to first. But Wall was running on the pitch. He goes all the way to third on a grounder back to the pitcher. So runner at third with two outs for O'Keefe, who is DHing today. And we've got another pitch clock violation on Wiles, and that is ball one. That's two on him in the first inning. And this is not new to this. This is his eighth start of the year for Vegas. 1-0 pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike. 1-1. Wiles has pitched 38 and a third innings this year for Vegas coming into play today. 23 strikeouts, 11 walks. Here's his 1-1 pitch to O'Keefe, and it's a fastball poured in there for a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. Now Wiles is ready, and the 1-2 pitch is a little high. 2-2 now. Now the 2-2. Fouled off down the right field line, and that'll be a souvenir for a fan on the berm. Oh boy, did they get that on MILB TV? Ooh. I mean, the fan was there with the glove. Tough terrain on the hill, but still. 2-2 is up high to O'Keefe. That is ball three. Full count, three balls, two strikes. Take another look at this one. The fan's over there. He's got the glove. He's under it. He's got it all lined up, and oh. And he was rewarded anyway. The ball came right to him. Here's a little broken bat looper to first, and it's caught by Davidson on the fly, and that is the final out of the inning. O'Keefe got sawed off, and the Red Ears do not score in the bottom of the first. No runs on a hit, and one runner left. We go to the second inning. Tacoma and Las Vegas are scoreless.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusOfTacomaFife.com.
No score after one inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. The Red Ears and the Aviators of Las Vegas in a series opening day game here. And this is the Red Ears' last midweek day game for a while. Darren McCacken's on the mound. First pitch to Vimea Machine. Misses for a ball, 1-0. Now the next pitch to the left-hand hitting machine is lined into the gap in right center field. That's a base hit. Cut off nicely by Wall, and he's going to hold Machine to a single. Wall really closed in on that ball and gloved it on one hop and prevented Machine from getting extra bases. But it's a leadoff single for Vegas. And now Christian Lopes will be the batter. The Rainiers' next home day game that's not on a Sunday isn't until July 26th. That's the last one of these we have for a while, at least at home. There's a couple on the road. Here's a swing and a foul tip by Lopes. There's strike one. Lopes hitting 214. No homers, nine runs batted in. Older brother of former Rainier and Mariner Tim Lopes. Now the 0-1 pitch is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Darren McCacken is working with catcher Andrew Knapp for his first time. Knapp just joined the team on Saturday night in Sacramento and played in his first game on Sunday. So the pitchers all got to get used to a new catcher. 1-1 pitch is outside for a ball, 2-1. Now the 2-1 is coming from McCacken, and it's a swing and a foul tip at the plate. Counts even, 2-2. McCacken, the righty out of Long Beach State, with his next pitch, and it swung on and hits softly to the left side, fielded it short by McCoy. He throws to first in time to get Lopes for the first out of the inning. Machine advances to second. Ball was hit so softly that McCoy had to kind of wait for it to come to him, and by the time it was in his glove, he had only one play, and that was to throw to first base, and he still barely got Lopes. But they did get the first out of the inning. Machine's now in scoring position at second, and here's Nick Allen, right-hand hitting infielder, freshly returned to Vegas from the big leagues. And the pitch is taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Nick Allen's hitting 250 in a Las Vegas uniform this year. He's gone back and forth between Vegas and the Major League Oakland A's twice already. Two different stints in the big leagues. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. He's played in 24 games for Las Vegas and 10 games for Oakland. Now McCacken is set. And the pitch is swung out and fouled away on the first base side. 0-2 the count. Now, this next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a slider, and down goes Nick Allen. And that is strikeout number three for McCacken. And it'll bring to the plate Dalton Kelly. Kelly, left-hand hitter, hitting 194 with three homers for Vegas, but he's been warming up recently. Had a really big year in the International League last year, and he takes a pitch over for a strike. 0-1 the count. So no balls, one strike to Kelly with a runner at second and two outs in a scoreless game in the top of the second inning. And the pitch is swung on and lined towards right. On comes Mejia. He reaches down and he makes the catch just before the ball hits the outfield turf. And that is the final out of the inning. Eric Mejia gloving a sinking liner off the bat of Dalton Kelly. And Vegas does not score at the top of the second inning. They had a hit and leave a runner stranded. We go to the bottom of the second. Vegas and Tacoma are scoreless.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step one, shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step two, level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
No score between Tacoma and Las Vegas. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Cheney Stadium. And leading things off is Eric Mejia. And he takes a pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. Colin Wiles on the mound for Las Vegas. And his next pitch is fouled out of play. And the count is 1-1. Wiles was a supplemental first-round draft pick of the Texas Rangers in 2012, coming out of Blue Valley West High School in Stillwell, Kansas. His next pitch is bunted foul by Mejia, trying to bunt his way aboard. That is strike two. Wiles has pitched in the Texas Rangers system up through last year, was with Round Rock last year. And then signed in the offseason with the Oakland A's on a AAA deal, and it's been with Vegas all year this year. Next pitch is down low for a ball. Wiles now 27 years old. Now Mejia ropes one foul on the first base side. Still two balls, two strikes. So an even count to Eric Mejia, leading things off in the bottom of the second inning. And the pitch is a check swing, little dribbler in front of the plate, picked up by Langeliers. His throw to first is in time to get Mejia. And one man is out in the bottom of the second inning. Mejia checks his swing and ends up grounding out to the catcher. So Zach Green now the batter. Green hitting 250 on the dot with nine homers and 29 runs batted in. And the pitch is a curveball that misses high. Ball one. Green leads the Rainiers in homers and runs batted in. Now the 1-0 is a fastball called a strike, and the count's even now, 1-1. Now another fastball, and this one's over for a called strike, and it's 1-2 to Zach Green. just finished a series playing in his hometown of Sacramento. Rainier's played really well in that series. This next pitch to Green is a check swing. He did not go around. Pitch was a little outside. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is outside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. And here comes the payoff, and it's swung on, grounded to third, juggled but handled by Machine, and he throws out Green at first. And two men are gone. Zach Green pulls a grounder to the third baseman. So two away, and now about to take his first ever at bat at Cheney Stadium is Andrew Knapp, who made his Rainiers debut on Sunday in Sacramento. Homered in the ninth inning with two outs to avoid the shutout in a game the Rainiers lost 6-1. Switch hitter, he bats left-handed against Wiles. This is the side of the plate he homered from on Sunday, and he swings and misses at the first pitch there, strike one. Knapp, second-round draft pick in 2013 of the Philadelphia Phillies. He's been in the major leagues for over 5 years now. Now the 0-1 pitch is fouled out of play. It's primarily, well, he spent 5 years as the Phillies' backup catcher, and then this year was with the Pirates for the first month and a half of the season. And then they designated him for assignment. He chose free agency and signed with the Mariners on a minor league deal. 0-2 pitch is up high for a ball. 1-2 the count. Now here comes the next pitch. And it is inside, and it hit him. It hit his back leg, his left leg, a breaking ball, and Knapp heads down to first base. So he is plunked by the pitch, and Andrew Knapp is aboard with two outs, and now Alex Blandino will be the hitter. Blandino is appearing in his sixth game since being acquired by the Seattle Mariners and assigned to Tacoma, and he's looking for his first hit. And the pitch is a fastball up and in, ball one. Now the 1-0 on its way, and it is swung on and popped up foul on the first base side, and it's actually caught in fair territory by Davidson, who moved back into fair territory and gloved it right next to the bag for the final out of the inning. So Blandino pops up, and the Red Ears do not score in the second. No hits. They leave a runner stranded. We go to the third inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Tacoma and Las Vegas are scoreless.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards wait at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
No score between Tacoma and Las Vegas as we go to the third inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Darren McCacken beginning his second trip through the lineup facing Drew Jackson, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Jackson struck out looking in the first inning. 0-for-1 today. And the next pitch from McCacken is a swing and a miss, strike two. Now the 0-2 pitch is hit up the middle on the ground right over the second base bag. Backhanded by Blandino. Throw to first in time for the out. And one man is gone in the top of the third inning. Alex Blandino handling that ball up the middle. So one out. And now here's Billy McKinney, left-hand hitting outfielder for the Aviators. Not related to the Red Ears pitcher Ian McKinney, at least I sure don't think so. From very different parts of the country. So now the pitch from McCacken is taken down low for a ball. Billy McKinney recently outrighted to Vegas after opening the year with the A's. Takes one down low for a ball. He's been a decent hitter in the big leagues as kind of a fourth outfielder and pinch hitter, and this year just got off to a slow start, hitting 0-96 and 52 at-bats, and here he is with Vegas. He takes a pitch down low for a ball, and the count's 3-0. So McCacken now with the 3-0 pitch on its way, and this is inside and low, ball four, and that's the second time that McCacken has walked Billy McKinney today. Only two walks he has issued. And now Shea Langeliers will be the batter. Langeliers struck out swinging in the first. He's 0-for-1. And the pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike one. Nice crowd on hand for this Tuesday day game. Sun has yet to make an appearance. Maybe it'll show up later. 0-1 pitch. Up and away for a ball, 1-1. We've got a 6:05 p.m. game tomorrow for game two of the series. Tommy Malone starts for the Rainiers tomorrow, coming off of a tremendous outing in his last start in which he pitched five scoreless innings facing the minimum 15 batters. He allowed a single and then got a double play ball for the only base runner while he was on the hill. Next pitch is a swing and a miss by Langeliers, 1-2. And Malone's going to be matched up against Las Vegas left-hander Jared Koenig, who's been one of the best starters in the league this year. 4-2 with a 2.70 ERA. 1-2 pitch. Called strike three on the outside edge, and down goes Langeliers for his second time today. And McKinney has his fourth strikeout. McCacken with his fourth strikeout, and now Matt Davidson is the batter. And the pitch is swung on and popped up on the right side of the mound. And over to get it is Evan White. He makes the catch. Davidson is out. Got jammed on that pitch. And Vegas does not score in the top of the third. No runs, hits, or errors. And one man left on. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Tacoma and Las Vegas are scoreless.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you. The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We go to the bottom of the third inning here in Tacoma. No score between the Rainiers and the Las Vegas Aviators. Tacoma will try to break through here in the bottom of the third. Mason McCoy, Forrest Wall, and Evan White are the scheduled batters. Pitch two, McCoy is taken low and away for a ball, 1-0. McCoy's hitting 250 with 4 homers in 31 games for the Rainiers. Now the 1-0, it is called a strike, 1-1. McCoy had his best game offensively with Tacoma on Saturday on the road at Sacramento. Hit 2 home runs in that game, and that's not a home run park. He swings and bounces one to short, fielded by Allen, who throws out McCoy, 1 away in the bottom of the third inning. Now Forrest Wall will be the hitter. Wall has the Rainiers only hit, the infield single in the first. Wall looks out towards Colin Wiles, and the pitch is swung on. It smoked up the middle and into center field, a base hit on the first pitch, and Forrest Wall is 2-for-2 today. Gliding a single through the center of the diamond. And we'll see if he tries to put himself in scoring position as Evan White gets settled into the batter's box. White fouled out his first time up, 0-for-1. Right-hand hitter. And the pitch from Wiles is swung on, and that's hit in the air towards right center field, and it struck pretty well. McKinney is back, but he has room, and he makes the catch. And Wall has to hold at first base. So White flies out to medium deep right center. McKinney making the play. 2 down, and now Jared Kelnick will be the batter. Kelnick grounded back to the pitcher his first time up. Shift is on. 3 fielders on the right side of the infield for Vegas. A pickoff move to first, and Wall dives back in safely. Now Wiles is ready, and the pitch is up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the 1-0 with the runner going, and it's grounded foul, first base side. And the count's even, 1-1. Here comes the 1-1 now. Wall does not go, and it is swung on and fouled back. Count goes to 1-2. Kelnick joined the Rainiers on this last road trip in Sacramento, played in all six games there. He's been playing all three outfield spots during his time with the Rainiers. Today he's in left field. Now a move to first and diving back in safely is Wall. At the plate, Kelnick's had some trouble with contact, 15 strikeouts and 28 at-bats. But he's had some hard hit balls and already has three extra base hits. 1-2 pitch is swung on and fouled back, still 1-2. Kelnick, the New York Mets first-round draft pick in 2018 out of high school in Wisconsin. Traded, of course, in the Robinson Cano Edwin Diaz deal. Here's the 1-2, and it is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Two balls, two strikes. Might see Wall on the move on this pitch. He edges away from the bag. Has a healthy lead. And there he goes. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and bounced foul. First base side. Still two balls, two strikes. Rainiers still lead all of AAA baseball in stolen bases. With three more steals than Buffalo of the International League. Next pitch, pulled to the right side, and it eats up Lopes and goes into right field. Wall goes all the way to third, and Kelnick is aboard at first, and the Rainiers have runners at the corners. Kelnick got this breaking ball, yanked a one-hopper past second baseman Christian Lopes and into right field, pulling a curveball. And now the Rainiers have runners at first and third with two away for cleanup hitter Brian O'Keefe, who is 0-for-1 in this game. He looped one to the first baseman his first time up. And Wiles' pitch is swung on and roped to right field, high and deep and back, and it is gone. A three-run home run for Brian O'Keefe going to the opposite field. And the Rainiers snap the scoreless tie here at the bottom of the third inning in a big way with a three-run home run off the bat of O'Keefe. His second home run of the season. He had 23 homers last year. And this is number two of 2022. So the Rainiers are on the board, and now Eric Mejia is the batter. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. I sold O'Keefe short. He hit 24 home runs last year. 13 in AA, 11 with the Rainiers. 0-1 pitch in there for a strike. That was his second this year, but it's only his 14th game played. He missed the first 6 weeks with the hamate bone surgery. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Mejia. Just off the plate outside. One ball, two strikes. Now Wiles with the 1-2, and it's smacked foul on the first base side. Nice little two-out rally for the Rainiers here. Well, Wall singled with one out, but then with two outs, Kelnick had the base hit. And then O'Keefe swinging at the first pitch, launches the three-run shot. 1-2 pitch is swung on and grounded foul first base side. Still 1-2. Now here comes the 1-2. And it is outside for a ball. Langoliers came out of his crouch like he thought they were getting a strike on that one. Now here comes the 2-2. And it's hit foul. Still 2-2. Next pitch coming, and it's bounced up the first baseline, and it trickles foul, thankfully. At least that's what Mejia thinks, as he would have been an easy out if that had stayed fair. So still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul on the third base side. Still 2-2. Now the pitch is up high for a ball. Full count, 3-2. And the payoff is hit high in the air to right. This might be another one. Back it goes, and it is gone. 2 home runs in the inning. Eric Mejia lifts one out of here to right field. Back-to-back jacks from O'Keefe and Mejia. Number 6 on the year for Mejia, who went deep twice during the Sacramento road trip. And now he's hit one in the opener of this homestand. He got that pitch right in his wheelhouse. Now Zach Green is the batter. And he takes the curveball in for a strike. Oh, one pitch down low for a ball, 1-1. Well, maybe Green will hit one. It's been 9 years since the last time the Rainiers hit back-to-back-to-back home runs. Green hits a grounder foul, 1-2 now. The last time the Rainiers hit 3 consecutive homers, it came against Las Vegas, although it was not here. It was at Cashman Park. Carlos Peguero, Rich Poitras, and Nate Tenbrink were the Rainiers who hit back-to-back-to-back home runs in 2013 at Cashman. Here's one up and in now. And the next pitch from Wiles is on its way, and that is just a hair low. Full count, 3-2. Vegas has bullpen activity. 4 runs are in here in the bottom of the third. 3-2 pitch on its way to Zach Green, and it's a swing and a miss, strike 3, got him. And that does it for Tacoma in the third. But a big inning for the Rainiers. 4 runs score on 4 hits, 2 of which went over the fence. There were no errors and nobody left on base. We go to the 4th inning of play. It's Tacoma 4, Las Vegas nothing.
Progressive knows that most people don't get to experience making a game-winning touchdown or a walk-off home run. So we're going to talk to you like you did something great so you can bask in the glory.
Oh, man, I was there. That time that you bundled your home, auto, motorcycle, and other vehicles with Progressive? That was awesome. People were freaking out. I bet you get this all the time, but can I get an autograph?
If you can't bask in sports glory, at least you can bask in the glory of saving money when you bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If your vehicle squeals or grinds when you slow down or just isn't stopping like it used to, you may need new brake rotors and pads. Now through May 24th at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore safe braking and save money now at O'Reilly Auto Parts or order online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
We go to the fourth inning. It is Tacoma 4, Las Vegas nothing. Darren McCacken suddenly with a lead to work with. The Red Ears starter will face Austin Allen, Vimeo Machine, and Christian Lopes here in the fourth. McCacken rocks and delivers, and the pitch is outside for a ball 1-0. McCacken has struck out four. He's allowed two hits and two walks through three innings. Here comes his 1-0 pitch, and it is over for a strike. Counts even, 1-1. Right here, shift Austin Allen with three infielders on the right side, including second baseman Alex Blandino out on the outfield grass. Here's a little dribbler to the right side, and McCoy, the shortstop's on that side, and he turns it into an easy out. So the shift worked there. Allen grounds out, and now Vimeo Machine will be the batter. Machine single to the second inning. And is 1-for-1. Well, we've talked about, the rules that are happening in the Pacific Coast League this year that have been implemented, that they don't follow in the majors. So there's one for Machine that misses for a ball. And we're talking about the pitch clock and the pace of play rules and pickoff throw limitations. And now automatic balls and strikes being called by a computer system as there's a strike. In one league this year, the Class A California League, where the Mariners have an affiliate in Modesto, they have banned the shift to see what happens. So there's one that misses for a ball, 2-1. You have to have four infielders on the dirt and two on each side of the bag. Next pitch down and in. Ball three. Haven't seen any analysis yet of if that's making an impact or not in the Class A California League. Here's a swing and a pop up on the left side, and calling for it is McCoy, the shortstop, but he makes the catch. And that is out number two. Machine pops up to shortstop, two down, and now Christian Lopes will be the batter. Lopes grounded out to shortstop earlier. He's 0-for-1. Now the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch is in for a called strike, and the count's even. One pitch. Inside for a ball. Two balls, one strike to Lopes. And the next pitch is a swing and a foul. Christian Lopes made his major league debut this year with Oakland. Rainiers used to have Tim Lopes, who made his major league debut with the Mariners a few years back. I think it was 2019. Now the 2-2 pitch. A little high full count, 3-2. So both of the baseball playing Lopes brothers have reached the big leagues. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Christian Lopes, and McCacken has his fifth strikeout of the day. Three up, three down in the fourth. First time he has set down the side in order. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Tecoma 4, Las Vegas nothing.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
O'Reilly. If your wiper blades are smearing and streaking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts to save $8 instantly on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Our professional parts people will even install them for you for free. Improve visibility and save money with Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
The Rainiers lead Vegas 4-0 as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Andrew Knapp will lead things off. He'll be followed by Alex Blandino and Mason McCoy. And the first pitch to Knapp is skied into center field, and there to make the catch is Billy McKinney. One pitch, one out at the bottom of the fourth inning. Knapp flies to center, and now Alex Blandino will be the batter. Blandino, right-hand hitter, 0-for-1 in his first game at Cheney Stadium. He joined the Rainiers on the road trip in Sacramento, and he really just changed locker rooms after getting traded from the Giants organization to the Mariners. He was with Sacramento at the time of the deal. Here comes the 1-0 pitch from Wiles, and it is low and away for a ball. 2-0 the count. So 2-0 the count, and the pitch is bounced foul on the third base side. 2-1. And the next pitch, over for a strike. Now the 2-2 to Alex Blandino. And the pitch is low and away for a ball. Full count, 3-2. Blandino and Drew Jackson currently playing right field for the Aviators. They played baseball in college together at Stanford. 3-2 to Blandino is a swing and a pop fly to shallow center. McKinney tracks it in several steps and makes the catch, and that's out number two. So each of the first two batters this inning have flied out to center field. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. McCoy grounded out earlier. 0 for 1. And the pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike. Now the next pitch is outside for a ball. One-one pitch, outside for a ball, 2-1. And now a swing and a miss of the counts, even 2-2 to McCoy. Right, here's that back-to-back homers last inning from O'Keefe and Mejia. And the first one, O'Keefe's, was the three-run shot. Two balls, two strikes to Mason McCoy. Colin Wiles ready. Here's his pitch. And it is swung on and lined towards right. Coming in is Jackson, and he makes the catch. McCoy is out, and so are the Rainiers in the fourth. Three up, three down. We head to the fifth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma with the score. Red Ears 4, Las Vegas nothing.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Right here is lead 4-0 on the scoreboard as we go to the fifth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Darren McCacken on the mound. He's retired 5 consecutive batters, and he has set down 9 of the last 10 Las Vegas hitters to come to the plate. The first pitch to Nick Allen is grounded to the drawn-in third baseman Zach Green, who easily throws him out at first base. One pitch, one out in the top of the fifth inning. McCann can throw out a fastball there and got the grounder right to Green, who was up on the grass. So one pitch, one out, and now Dalton Kelly will be the batter. He lined out to Mejia in right field in the second inning. Now the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Well, both these teams were off yesterday. The whole league was off yesterday. Mondays are almost always off days in the PCL this year. A couple of exceptions along the road, but for the most part, they're off days. As here's one inside to Kelly. Las Vegas on Sunday wrapped up a series at Reno. So now the pitch is over for a strike. And Reno won the finale 5-4, getting a 3-run homer from Seth Beer. That game was kind of interesting, though, and how it ended. Still, the 1-2 pitch is fouled away. Reno took a 5-1 lead into the ninth. And they brought in a reliever who really throws well against the Red Ears when we see him, Kevin Ginkle. And Vegas started to get to him. got four straight hits against him. And next thing you know, it was 5-4. And there were runners on base. And they had to change pitchers. Sears one down low to Kelly. And Reno was able to escape with a one-run victory. That series was a Reno series win. As the 2-2 was down low. Vegas lost 4 out of 6 there. And that was their first series loss in a while. Here's the 3-2 now, and it is a called strike 3 on the inside edge, and Kelly goes down looking. And that is strikeout number 6. And now Drew Jackson will be the batter. Jackson's 0 for 2. With a strikeout and a ground out. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Salt Lake has moved into first place in the West. So now the 0-1 is lined into left field, and that's a base hit for Drew Jackson. Two out, single to left. Hit number 3 for the Aviators today. And here comes Billy McKinney, whom McCacken has walked twice. The only 2 walks he's issued. McKinney, left-hand hitter. So Salt Lake moved into first by beating Albuquerque on Sunday, 8-1. David McKinnon had 2 hits, including a homer, and drove in a couple. He was named the Pacific Coast League's Batter of the Week for Salt Lake, as here's one inside to McKinney. Salt Lake continues to get good pitching for the most part. On Sunday, Davis Daniel limited Albuquerque to 1 run in 6 innings. 1-0 pitch coming to McKinney. And a move to first instead, and back in safely is Jackson. Salt Lake leads the West by 1 game over both Las Vegas and Reno. Sacramento's 3 games back, the Rainiers 8 back. 1-0 to McKinney is roped to right field. It is deep, it is back, and it is gone. And the Rainiers' 4-run lead has been cut in half. It's now Tacoma 4, Las Vegas 2. So Billy McKinney launches a 2-run homer to right field, his 2nd home run in 8 games with Las Vegas this season. And now Shea Langeliers will bat with 2 outs and no one on. There's no doubt about that one. Langeliers has struck out twice, 0 for 2. We'll see if McCacken can shake that off and put an end to this inning. Here's his pitch, and it is over for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Now a swing and a grounder up the middle, and that's going to squeeze through into center field. A base hit for Langeliers. He has his first hit. And now Matt Davidson will bat, representing the tying run. Well, McKinney pretty much cruised through the first 2 trips through the order, but then this 3rd trip through the lineup has got base hit, homer, base hit. And now Davidson, the cleanup hitter, is the batter. Manager Tim Fedorovich noted in our pregame interview on Sunday, here's a pitch in at the knees for a strike, that Rainier's starters have been getting hit with that 3rd trip through the lineup theory pretty severely this season. Here's one in for a strike. The thinking is that, and it's actually been statistically proven, that starting pitchers are less effective when they face hitters for a 3rd time in the game. The 3rd trip through the lineup, and it's been getting the Rainiers here in the early going this year. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Davidson, and that is strikeout number 7 for McCacken, and it closes out the top of the fifth. But Vegas is on the board with 2 runs on 3 hits. There were no errors and 1 runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's Tacoma 4, Las Vegas 2.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest-growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It is Tacoma 4, Las Vegas 2. Every run in this game has scored on a homer. We'll see if that trend continues. Forrest Wall leads off the bottom of the fifth. He's already got 2 hits in this game, and he takes a pitch down and in for a ball. Wall has 2 singles, and he was on base when Brian O'Keefe hit his 3-run homer in the third. So he has scored 1 run today. Wiles with the 1-0 pitch on its way to Wall, and it is a breaking ball that drops in there for a called strike, a curve. And the count's even, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch swung on, grounded right side, and that's fielded by Lopes, and he throws out Forrest Wall at first base. One out in the fifth, and now Colin Wiles has retired 5 consecutive Tacoma batters since Mejia's homer. Here's Evan White. White's 0 for 2. And the pitch from Wiles is hit up the middle and through into center field, a base hit, and Evan White has the first hit of his rehab assignment. Lining a pitch through the middle of the diamond, and he is on with the one out single, and now Kelnick will bat. Well, before the break, at the top of the inning, was talking about how the third trip through the lineup has hurt Rainier's pitchers this year. The Rainiers are now on their third trip through the lineup against Las Vegas starter Colin Wiles, so we'll see if the Rainiers hit the ball harder this time through, although they got him pretty good the second trip through the lineup. The pitch is in for a strike to Kelnick. Now the 0-1 outside for a ball, 1-1. Got to update the East. In the Eastern Division of the Pacific Coast League, the top 2 teams who are tied in first place both won on Sunday in their last games, Oklahoma City and Round Rock. 1-1 pitch. Misses. 2 balls, 1 strike. Oklahoma City won at Sugarland 7-2 behind the pitching of Ryan Pepio, who tossed 5 scoreless innings. And former Rainier Stephen Romero hit his 3rd home run for the Oklahoma City Dodgers. 2-1 to Celtic, fouled away. Romero spent a couple of seasons with Tacoma, and he is back in the States this year after playing in Japan for 5 years. Here comes the 2-2 pitch to Kelnick, and it is grounded sharply off of Machine, and then he controls it, goes to second for one. Relay to first is in the dirt, and Kelnick is safe there. Only one infielder on the left side, Vimeo Machine, the third baseman. Kelnick's hit this ball pretty sharply, and it took a funny bounce. Came up and got Machine in the chest, but he recovered, went to second for one, and then they even tried to double up Kelnick, but could not do that. So Kelnick reaches out a fielder's choice. It was 6-5 on the play at second base that forced out Evan White. That's not right. 5-6 on the play at third, at second base. So here's a pitch in for a strike to O'Keefe. O'Keefe hit the three-run homer in the third. 1-for-2. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And it is swung on and lined to third on one hop, and Machine flags this one down and throws out O'Keefe at first, and that wraps up the bottom of the fifth inning. Machine, a rocket magnet there these last couple of hitters, but he makes the plays, and the Red Ears do not score in the fifth. They had a hit, and they leave a runner stranded. We go to the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 4, Las Vegas 2.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Ready for an MVP move? Count how many birthdays your water heater has celebrated. If it's more than 10 years old, now is the time to upgrade. Emergency water heater replacements are stressful and expensive. Don't find yourself in that situation. Tacoma Power offers a zero-interest loan to help you pay for a hybrid water heater. Check out offers at mytpu.org. Tacoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
We go to the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 4, Las Vegas 2. Right here's go to the bullpen to begin the sixth inning. Asher Wojciechowski is in from the pen. Darren McCacken went 5 innings today, allowed 5 hits and 2 runs. Both were earned. Walked 2, struck out 7. And here's Wojciechowski, fresh off the injured list. And the pitch is taken inside by Austin Allen. That is ball one. Wojciechowski. Throws, and this one is foul tipped. And the count's 1-1. Wojciechowski's pitched in 6 games for the Red Ears, 5 starts, 0-4 with a 9.93 ERA. He was just activated off the injured list today. Had been out since May 7th with a stiff back, or that's the last time he pitched anyway. He wasn't on the IL for that long. So here's one down and in for a ball, 2-1. Vegas is one of the teams that Wojciechowski started against in April. Allowed 3 earned runs in 5 innings at Las Vegas Ballpark. Here's his 2-1 pitch to Allen, and it is down and in with a fastball. 3 balls, 1 strike. So 3 balls, 1 strike to Austin Allen, and the pitch is swung on and grounded foul first base side. And it's a full count, 3-2. Now here comes the 3-2 on its way. And it is inside, ball 4. And Wojciechowski walks Austin Allen. And now Vimy Almachine will be the batter. Right here's lead 4-2. Machine ready to bat now. He's 1-for-2 with a single. Left-hand hitter. Been with Vegas all year this year. And the pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike 1. Now the 0-1 is inside. 1 ball, 1 strike. One player not in the Vegas lineup today, and we may not see in this series, although it's not a definite. But their local player, Nate Mondu, has been out with an injury. I believe it's a hamstring. Now the 1-1 is in for a strike, 1-2. And Mondu is apparently getting kind of close to returning and may get in this series, but don't know yet for sure. He's from Lake Taps and went to high school here in town at Charles Wright Academy. 1-2 pitch, grounded to the shortstop. That's fielded by McCoy. Go to Blandino for 1. Relay to first is in time for 2. The Red Ears turn the double play. Blandino cutting across the bag, just kind of flipped it towards first. Didn't have a whole lot of mustard on this throw, but that's okay. He got it there in time. And picking it on a hop was Evan White. McCoy to Blandino to White for the double play. And now Christian Lopes is the batter. And this pitch is hit in the air towards left field, and Kelnick is there, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. And Asher Wojciechowski shows us how to deal with a leadoff walk. Just get a double play ball and a routine fly, and that'll take care of the problem. No runs, hits, or errors, nobody left. We go to the bottom of the sixth. That is Tequila 4, Las Vegas 2.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
Here's Well, we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 4, Las Vegas 2. New pitcher for Vegas. It is right-hander Austin Pruitt. 1-0 with a 3.60 ERA. One save in 11 games. Eric Mejia is the batter. Continuing to hit left-handed because Pruitt's a righty. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Now, Pruitt into his motion, and the 0-1 pitch is grounded to first. That's fielded by Davidson, and he takes it to the bag, and one man is out in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Vegas starter, Colin Wiles, went five innings, charged with six hits and four runs allowed, all earned. No walks for Wiles, and just one strikeout. So now Zach Green is the batter. Here's the pitch to Zach Green, and it is taken outside and low. That is ball one. Now the next pitch is up high for a ball, two and Dell. Now the 2-0 is fouled out of play. 2-1 the count to Green. Two-one pitch coming, and it is a little off the plate. Ball three, 3-1. Austin Pruitt has pitched in at least part of the season in the big leagues. Each year going back to 2017. Series of swing and a miss by Green. Although he has not been called up yet this year. Still early, though. And he's off to a good start for Las Vegas. 20 innings pitched, only one walk with 18 strikeouts. Next pitch fouled away. Still 3-2. The A's are in town, well, not this town, but very nearby in Seattle, taking on the Mariners in the series that started last night, that the Mariners won last night 7-6. As Green hits a grounder to the left side, that's picked up by Machine. Throw to first in time to get Zach Green. Two outs in the bottom of the sixth. And now Andrew Knapp is the hitter. Mariners play the A's tonight at 6:40. Yeah, 6:40. And I'm sure, in fact, I guarantee you that there's at least somebody here at Cheney Stadium today who is doing a AAA Big Leagues doubleheader. I don't know who, but there's got to be someone here doing it. There's a pitch outside to Knapp for a ball. One oh pitch in there for a strike. Mariners are starting George Kirby tonight. Against Oakland's James Caprillion. It's now the 1-1's a swing and a miss, strike two. One of those two pitchers played in this league. The Red Ears faced Caprillion a couple of times. He spent chunk of time with Las Vegas last year. Now the 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Knapp goes down swinging, and the Red Ears go in order at the bottom of the sixth inning. Three up, three down. We head to the seventh inning with the score, Tacoma 4, Las Vegas 2.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
We go to the seventh inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. The Rainiers with a 4-2 lead over the Las Vegas Aviators. Another new pitcher for the Rainiers, their second reliever, third pitcher of the game. Wyatt Mills is in from the bullpen. Darren McCacken pitched the first five innings today. Left the game with a 4-2 lead, and then the Rainiers brought in Asher Wojciechowski for his first appearance since May 7th, and Wojo was solid with a scoreless inning. Didn't allow a hit. There was a walk, but then he got a double play. No strikeouts. And now Mills is in from the pen. And the first batter he faces is Nick Allen. And the pitch to Nick Allen is outside for a ball, 1-0. This is Mills' first appearance for the Red Ears since being optioned to AAA by the Mariners most recently. He's been going back and forth between AAA and the big leagues for two seasons now. Next pitch is in there for a strike. This time around, he got into eight games for Seattle. No record of 4.15 ERA. Had a uncharacteristic control lapse in his last outing before being sent to Tacoma. Walked a couple guys against the Red Sox. Here's one inside now. 2-1. And normally has very good control. Next pitch from the Gonzaga product. And it is down and in, ball three. With the Rainiers this year, he has a 1.93 ERA in six appearances. 1-0. Here's his 3-1 pitch to Allen. And it is a called strike. And the count goes full 3-2. Now Mills is ready. And here comes the 3-2. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. And down goes Nick Allen, and Wyatt Mills strikes out the first batter he faces today. Got Allen swinging. Sounded like Allen might have foul tipped that into the mitt of Andrew Knapp. Now Dalton Kelly is the batter. Left-hand hitter, Kelly. Mills' pitch is inside for a ball. Now the pitch is down low for a ball. It's the first game of the homestand, and something to be on the lookout for, potentially. It's now time called, a pitch clock violation on Mills now, and that's ball three. Now the 3-0 pitch is on its way, and there's a strike, 3-1. The Mariners signed the Major League veteran four-time All-Star, Justin Upton, recently. Now the 3-1 pitch is on its way to Kelly, and that's inside ball four. He walks him. So Kelly heads down to first base. And Drew Jackson will bat, representing the tying run for Las Vegas. Upton was initially sent to extended spring training camp in Peoria, Arizona. That's where he is now. He just got there, I guess, within the last 2 days. So now the pitch to Jackson is over for a strike. But Mariners manager, Scott Servais, said that once he checks in Peoria and goes through some standard baseball routines for a few days, that he's going to join the Rainiers for a stretch. Here's a little bouncer to second. Could be two. Fielded by Blandino. He can't tag the runner. He throws to first to get one. And now the Rainiers have the runner, Kelly, in a rundown, and he's tagged out by Evan White. And that is the final out of the inning. That was well executed. Blandino fielded it in the base path, and the runner, Kelly, stopped. And so Blandino, instead of chasing Kelly back to first, which would have probably resulted in only one out, instead he threw to first to get the batter out, and then they proceeded to get Kelly in a rundown for the final out of the inning. A double play wraps up the top of the seventh. It went 4-3, 6-3, I believe. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning stretch. It is Tacoma 4, Las Vegas 2.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
The seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. The Rainiers with a 4-2 lead over Las Vegas. And the Rainiers with Alex Blandino, Mason McCoy, and Forrest Wall do up this inning against the right-hander Austin Pruitt. Here's the pitch to Blandino, and it is outside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch coming, and there's a breaking ball outside. Two balls, no strikes. Blandino did a real nice job fielding that grounder and turning it into a double play to end the top of this inning. Next pitch to Blandino. Misses for a ball, 3-0. Just smart decision making when he fielded it in the base path. The runner stopped running. And Blandino, instead of running at the runner and tagging him out and costing the opportunity of the double play, threw to first to get the batter out, and then they got the runner out and a rundown. 3-1 now as Blandino just took a strike. Next pitch is outside, ball four, and Blandino has a leadoff walk in the bottom of the seventh inning. It's only the second batter walked by Austin Pruitt this season. So Blandino is aboard at first, and now Mason McCoy is the batter. McCoy. Bunts one. Back towards the mound. Pruitt has it. Only one play. He throws to first, and they get McCoy, and Blandino takes second. So it'll be a sacrifice bunt for McCoy, and the Red Ears have a man in scoring position with one out. And now Forrest Wall will be the batter. Wall's 2-for-3 with a pair of singles and a run scored. Now the pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. Well, words come down that Mariners manager Scott Servais has said on a radio show today on the Mariners flagship station that Kyle Lewis is the Mariners' designated hitter tonight in their starting lineup. So that's great to see. Sears one up high for a ball. Almost exactly a year since Lewis's last big league game, which was May 31st of last year. He'll return as the DH tonight. One ball, one strike to Forrest Wall. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul first base side. 1-2 the count. With Tacoma, Lewis played in 10 games, hit .314 with three homers and a dozen runs batted in. Drew five walks. Most impressively for a guy who hadn't faced live pitching in almost a year, he struck out only six times in 40 plate appearances. 1-2 pitch is down low, 2-2. Only played one game in the outfield for the Rainiers on the rehab assignment, and that was a couple weeks ago, so he's a DH for now, until he continues to improve. His knee injury and continues to improve. Then they might try him in the outfield again. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the catcher's mitt. That is strike three, and Wall is the second out of the inning. Second strikeout for Austin Pruitt. And now Evan White will be the batter. And the pitch, low and away for a ball. Is hit in the air to center field. Struck well, but this is the deep part of the park, and McKinney runs it down in deep center field for the final out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Well, White flies out, but he's making better contact today, that's for sure. No runs for the Red Ears in the bottom of the seventh inning. No hits or errors. One man left, and we go to the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 4, Las Vegas 2.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game Day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores. When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
We go to the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 4, Las Vegas 2. Good close game here on this Tuesday afternoon at Cheney Stadium in the opening game of a six-game homestand. Rainiers will be here all week. Well, we've got changes for the Rainiers. Evan White playing limited innings as he is just sort of at the outset of his rehab assignment right now. He's done after seven innings today. And also a new pitcher as well, who is Patrick Weigel. And Weigel's first pitch to Billy McKinney misses for a ball, 1-0. So White was playing first base. He comes out, and it's caused a series of moves. So now the 1-0 to McKinney misses for a ball, 2-0. Miguel Perez comes in off the bench. He bats in White's spot in the order, the number two spot, but he's not playing first base. He's playing right field. So Perez in right field as the next pitch misses to McKinney, ball three. And then Eric Mejia has moved from right field to third base. And moving from third base to first base is Zach Green. 3-0 pitch in there for a strike. And then on top of all that, Weigel's in from the bullpen and on the mound. Weigel in relief of Wyatt Mills, who tossed a scoreless inning with a walk and a strikeout. Got a double play ball. 3-1 pitch is outside, ball four. A leadoff walk here in the eighth. McKinney has reached base all four times today. And that brings the tying run to the plate in the form of Vegas's top home run hitter, Shea Langeliers, with the dangerous Matt Davidson on deck. Langeliers, 1-for-3 with a single today. Right-hand batter, Weigel's pitch is over for a strike. This is Weigel's 16th appearance out of the Red Ears pen. 1-1 with one save and a 3.15 ERA in 20 innings of work. 0-1 pitch coming. And that's a swing and a foul back. 0-2 the count. So no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. Still no balls, two strikes. Now the 0-2 again. Called strike three. Down goes Langeliers, and there's the first out at the top of the eighth inning. Big strikeout there of Langeliers. And now Matt Davidson will be the batter. Davidson's 1-for-3 with a single today. And the pitch is taken low and away for a ball. 1-0 the count. One-oh delivery, swing and a miss. And the count's even, 1-1. Now the 1-1, outside for a ball, 2-1. Weigel, first year in the Mariners system with his 2-1 pitch, and it's a swing and a foul at the plate. Two balls, two strikes. Comes set again. Here's the 2-2 pitch on its way. And it is outside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch. Swung on, grounded towards third. The runner was going, so Mejia, who fields it, only has one play, and that's to first base. They get the batter Davidson out for the second out at the top of the eighth inning. But McKinney advanced to second base. So he's at second with two away for Austin Allen. Allen's 0-2 with a walk so far today. Another guy with a lot of power. Allen hit 20 homers in just 72 games for Las Vegas last year. And he takes a breaking ball over for a strike. So 0-1 the count. McKinney leads from second, and the pitch is over for a strike, 0-2. Right here's with a big shift on. Three infielders on the right side with Blandino out on the outfield grass several steps deep. No balls, two strikes, two outs. And the pitch is up high. Allen lays off of that. One ball, two strikes. 94-mile-per-hour fastball with a lot of movement on it from Weigel. There, the 1-2 is swung on and popped up on the left side, and Mejia calling for it in foul ground, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. So Weigel survives a leadoff walk, retiring the next three batters in the top of the eighth. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's Tacoma 4, Las Vegas 2.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Right here is lead 4-2. New pitcher for Vegas, left-hander Aaron Brown is in. The 15th appearance of the year for Brown. He's 1-2 with a 4.58 ERA. He's on in relief of Austin Pruitt, who tossed two scoreless innings with a walk and two strikeouts. Kelnick the batter, left versus left here. Brown with his pitch, and it is up high and inside, ball one. Kelnick's 1-for-3 today with a single and a run scored. 1-0 pitch coming, and this is outside. Two balls, no strikes. Now the pitch is fouled away. Count goes to 2-1. Next pitch misses for a ball, 3-1. Now the next pitch is a called strike, and the count goes full, 3-2. Mariners have announced that Adrian Sampson cleared waivers and was outrighted to Tacoma, so Sampson is back in the fold for the Red Ears. Now the 3-2 on its way to Kelnick, and it is outside, ball four. So a leadoff walk for Jared Kelnick. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. Mariners also announced that Steven Souza Jr. who was designated for assignment 3 days ago. They announced he was released from roster, and that's a new one for me. I haven't seen that one before. I don't know exactly what that means. Here's a pitch inside for a ball. Maybe it means that he's, after he gets DFA'd, anyone can claim him if they keep him in the majors, and they have to work out a deal with the Mariners to do so, but that can happen. Happens all the time, actually. So here's a swing and a foul out of play. Maybe released from roster means that he cleared that process and is no longer going to be on any Mariners-related roster. I'm just speculating, though. I think that might be what that means. Now a toss to first, and back in is Kelnick. Next pitch goes through to the backstop, and that's going to allow the runner to move up. Taking second base is Kelnick on a wild pitch. Rainiers would like to add an insurance run or two. Leading 4-2 in the bottom of the eighth. Now the 2-1 pitch is a swing and a foul tip into the catcher's mitt. That is strike two. Now here comes the 2-2. And it is ball three. Full count, 3-2. Now a swing and a foul back, still 3-2. Three-two coming to O'Keefe, and it's inside, ball four. So back-to-back walks begin the bottom of the eighth inning. Keldick takes second, and O'Keefe, well, Keldick was already at second from the wild pitch, but he's there, and O'Keefe is at first. So two walks. And now Mejia will bat. And facing the left-handed reliever, Aaron Brown, Mejia will bat right-handed. He's already homered today from the other side of the plate. Brown's pitch is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. Now here comes the 0-1, and it is a swing and a foul back, and that is strike two. Now Brown with the 0-2 pitch coming. And it is inside. One ball, two strikes. Brown's next pitch swung on, pulled down the left field line towards the corner, and this is a fair ball. And is it gone? Yes, it is. It got out of here. A three-run homer right down the left field line. It barely stayed fair, and it barely cleared the top of the fence, but it counts just the same. A three-run home run for Eric Mejia, who has switch-hit home runs in this game. One from the left side of the plate, and this one from the right side of the plate. Everyone was kind of standing around to see what it would be called, and it stayed fair, and it just did clear the top of that fence in the left field corner. Mejia with the three-run homer, and the Red Ears now lead 7-2. Well, those are some serious insurance runs right there as Green swings and misses at a pitch, strike one. Red Ears have scored all seven runs on homers today, 2 3-run homers and a solo shot. Next pitch in for a strike, 0-2. Mejia up to 7 home runs on the year and 25 runs batted in on the season. 0-2 pitch is outside for a ball, 1-2. Switch hit home runs. The 1-2. Down in the dirt for a ball. Now a swing and a fly towards center, moving towards left center on the run and diving and unable to get it is McKinney, and Green is off to the races. He's at second now and he will stop there as Dalton Kelly got it back in. It is a double for Zach Green. Hit it towards left center. The ball was kind of tailing away from McKinney, who ended up laying out in a dive and coming up just short. So Zach Green has his 8th double of the season, and that's his first hit today. And now Andrew Knapp will be the batter. And the pitch is inside for a ball. And the 1-0 outside for a ball, 2-0. Vegas has had to warm up another reliever. Brian Howard's warming up already. 2-0 to Knapp is high, ball three. Here comes the 3-0 to Knapp, and this is called a strike, and it's 3-1. Now the 3-1 pitch. Up and away, ball four, and Knapp draws the third walk of this inning. And fourth of the game issued by Vegas pitchers. Now Alex Blandino is the batter. This looks like Fran Reardon, the manager of the Aviators, on his way out to the mound, and he's going to go ahead and make a pitching change here as his lefty, Aaron Brown, having a rough one today. So they're going to bring in Brian Howard. We'll take a break for a pitching change. No one out, bottom of the eighth inning. Three runs are in, and there are two men on base. We'll be back in the eighth inning with the Rainiers leading 7-2.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were laying on the horn while driving, let me say it again. Are you a race car driver? Because if you are, you're in the wrong car and you took a wrong turn off the track a while ago. And all those cars you're trying to pass all save money with Progressive Snapshot, while you probably don't. So who's really winning? And if you did hear it the first time, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
It's called the Missouri Guidance System. And MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Tacoma leading Las Vegas 7-2. Two on, no one out. Alex Blandino at the plate. The new pitcher is right-hander Brian Howard, and the first pitch was fouled away. Howard is appearing in his 10th game for Vegas this year. Seventh out of the bullpen. 1-1 with a 5.64 ERA. Green, the runner at second, and Knapp at first. And the pitch is lined out into center, and there's a base hit. Blandino has his first hit as a Rainier. Coming to third and stopping there is Green. And the Rainiers have the bases loaded with nobody out for Mason McCoy. So Blandino got a curve ball and just served it out into center field for a base hit. They are loaded up for Mason McCoy. McCoy 0-2 with a sacrifice bunt in this one. And Howard's pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Now the next pitch is up and away for a ball, 2-0 the count. 2-0 pitch is popped up in the air on the right side. Infield fly rule in effect, and the second baseman makes the catch. So McCoy pops up to Christian Lopes, and there's the first out in the bottom of the eighth inning. And now Forrest Wall will be the hitter. Wall's 2-for-4 with a pair of singles and a run scored. Green at third, Knapp at second, and Blandino at first with one out at the bottom of the eighth. Rainiers lead 7-2. And the pitch is a breaking ball that is in for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 is a swing and a miss at a fastball. No balls, two strikes. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, and it is high for a ball, 1-2. And now a swing and a foul back. Looking ahead to the ninth for Vegas, their scheduled batters are Machin, Lopes, and Nick Allen. Now the pitch is swung on, grounded to the shortstop, fielded by Allen, touches second for one, throws to first in time for two, an inning-ending double play. A rare Forrest Wall double play grounder. He's so quick, he's hard to double up, but they got him. And that does it for the Red Ears in the eighth. But they get three runs in the inning, Tacoma does, on three hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the ninth. It is Tacoma 7, Las Vegas 2.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hustle up. We've got 8 more floors to go before lunch.
Sarusha's window washing business is reaching new heights.
Wipe, wipe, and let's roll.
They need more certified cleaners to keep online reviews crystal clear.
Team, I know we're hustling, but watch for streaks. Candace, can you give me a hand over
Indeed
here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
Woo-hoo!
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
On we go to the ninth inning. The Rainiers lead Las Vegas 7-2. And on from the bullpen to try to close this one out is Nick Ramirez. Ramirez will face Vimeo Machin, Christian Lopes, and Nick Allen. Ramirez is in relief of Patrick Weigel, who tossed a scoreless eighth with a walk and a strikeout. Ramirez with a pitch to Machin, and it is taken a little high for a ball, 1-0. Game two of the series is tomorrow at 6:05. Tommy Malone against Jared Koenig. 1-0 pitch is in there for a strike. Nick Ramirez in his 16th appearance of the year. 0-2 with two saves, a 1.69 ERA. Next pitch is outside for a ball, 2-1. Now the 2-1 pitch. Grounded to the right side and through into right field. That's going to be a base hit. A leadoff single for Vimeo Machine, his second hit of the game. And now Lopes will be the batter. Lopes is 0 for 3. Right here's trying to pick up their 16th win of the year. Also trying to win for the fourth time in their last five games, but got to get three more outs. And the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch is popped up in the air on the right side, and in foul ground, it is caught by Green, the first baseman. And there's out number one of the ninth inning. Nick Allen now the hitter. And the pitch is hit in the air to left field, shallow. Kelnick coming in. He's there, and he makes the catch. Out number two. The Red Ears are an out away from victory. The batter will be Dalton Kelly. The batter will not be Dalton Kelly. It's a pinch hitter. This is Dermis Garcia. So Garcia settles into the batter's box, hitting 280 in 24 games with four homers. Right-hand hitter, he's got a lot of power. And the pitch from Ramirez is taken down and in for a ball. Now the 1-0 is over for a strike, and that evens things up 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, there's strike two. One and two the count. And the pitch is down low, two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. That's the ball game. The Tacoma Red Ears are winners today. 7-2, the final score. And the Red Ears start off this homestand with a victory right after finishing up their best road trip of the year. Tacoma is heating up in the wins column. They have won four of their last five games, and they have won five of their last seven games as the Red Ears try to creep back towards the 500 mark. The Red Ears win this one 7-2, the final score. We'll recap it in the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show coming up next.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Rainiers win. They beat Las Vegas 7-2, the final score today. The Rainiers start off this homestand with a really nice victory in that there wasn't a whole lot of stress to it. And the Rainiers end up taking a nice, comfortable lead in the third inning. Never give it up. And while it was close through the middle innings, the Rainiers did pull away with insurance runs in the eighth, which is always nice. And the Rainiers win 7-2. Darren McCacken started the game on the mound and allowed a couple base runners in the first, but emerged unscathed. And then he was rolling through the second, third, and fourth. And in the bottom of the third, the Rainiers staked him to a lead. Colin Wiles was on the mound for Vegas. With one out of the third, Forrest Wall singled sharply up the middle. With two outs, Jared Kelnick pulled a curveball past the second baseman for a base hit, putting runners at first and third. And the Rainiers then got back-to-back jacks. Brian O'Keefe started it with a three-run shot to right field, opposite field, three-run bomb. And the Rainiers were up 3-0. That was O'Keefe's second home run for Tacoma this year. And then Eric Mejia followed with a homer to right field solo shot. That made it 4-0 Tacoma in the third inning. It stayed that way until the fifth. Two outs in the fifth inning. McCacken had retired 7 in a row and 11 of the prior 12 hitters. But with two outs, Drew Jackson lined a single to left field. And then Billy McKinney blasted a no doubt about it 2-run homer to right. His second since joining the Aviators. And that made it Tacoma 4, Vegas 2. McCacken finished up that inning, though, left the game with the lead. Ended up being the winning pitcher. He allowed 2 runs in 5 innings. No one scored in the 6th or 7th innings as the Rainiers were getting shutout relief from Asher Wojciechowski, Wyatt Mills, and then Patrick Weigel pitched a scoreless top of the 8th. It was still 4-2 Tacoma going to the bottom of the 8th inning. When against lefty reliever Aaron Brown, Jared Kelnick drew a walk, and then Brian O'Keefe walked. There were two on, no one out for Mejia. Mejia had already homered in the game as a left-handed batter. Now he was batting right-handed as a switch hitter facing a lefty, and he pulled a low liner down the left field line, and there was a real question as to whether it was going to be fair or foul or if it was even going to be deep enough to get out of the ballpark. And the answer was in the Rainiers' favor on both. It was indeed a 3-run homer right down the left field line. Mejia's second homer of the game, 7th of the year. He switch hit home runs today, and that made it 7-2 in the 8th inning. Nick Ramirez worked a scoreless ninth, and this one was in the books, a victory for the Rainiers. Here are the final totals for Tacoma. 7 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left 6 on base. Vegas scores 2 runs on 6 hits, no errors, leaves 6 on base. Winning pitcher is McCacken. He is 2-4. Loss goes to Wiles. He falls to 3-4. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 23 minutes. The attendance, 4,589. With the win, Darren McCacken is now 2-4 on the season. The Rainiers are now 16-27 on the season. With the loss, the Aviators are now 22-21 on the year. These two teams meet again tomorrow night at 6.05 p.m. Tommy Malone starts for the Red Ears. Jared Koenig for Las Vegas will be on the air with a pregame show at 5.55. Red Ears win it 7-2. Stick around. We'll check out Major League schedule of events for later tonight when the Red Ears postgame show continues right after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
Red Ears win. They beat Las Vegas 7-2, the final score in the homestand opener on this Tuesday afternoon. And everyone's going to enjoy a free night here in town and come right back tomorrow for a little nighttime baseball. But some may watch the Mariner game tonight as we look at our Major League Baseball scoreboard. There are no day games today in the majors. There is a full slate of night games in the big leagues tonight. Everyone's playing, including the Mariners. The Mariners taking on the A's at 6:40 up north at T-Mobile Park. The M's are starting the rookie George Kirby, who jumped straight from Double-A to the big leagues a couple weeks ago. And he makes the start tonight against Oakland A's right-hander James Kaprielian, who is a former member of the Las Vegas Aviators. And Kaprielian's 0-2 with a 4.50 ERA this year for Oakland. Mariners won the series opener yesterday. They're trying to make it two in a row today. Elsewhere tonight in the American League, the Orioles take on the Yankees. Tigers are at Minnesota. Red Sox play the White Sox in Chicago. Cleveland is at Houston. Texas taking on the Angels in Anaheim. There are a bunch of interleague games. Kansas City is at the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Toronto Blue Jays are taking on the St. Louis Cardinals today in St. Louis. And the Marlins and Rays are battling it out for Florida pride in Tampa. And the National League games today, Colorado is at Pittsburgh. Cubbies are taking on the Reds in Cincy. Dodgers are in our nation's capital taking on the Nationals. Phillies are at Atlanta. And the Brewers take on the Padres in San Diego, and the Mets and the Giants are playing in San Francisco. All that's later today. The first game doesn't even start for another hour and a half. Well, the Red Ears win this day game today. 7-2 the final. We'll be back with more on the Tacoma Red Ears postgame show right after this.
Progressive knows that most people don't get to experience making a game-winning touchdown or a walk-off home run. So we're going to talk to you like you did something great so you can bask in the glory.
Sorry to bother you, but you're the one who bundled their home, auto, boat, and other vehicles with Progressive, right? I seriously still talk about that with my friends. How you saved all that money? Hey, you mind if I take a selfie with you? That would be amazing.
If you can't bask in sports glory, at least you can bask in the glory of saving money when you bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Rainiers win. They beat Vegas 7-2, the final score. They win the opening game of the homestand, and that is good to see. The Rainiers have not had many wins at home this year, and that's not something. No minor league manager wants to struggle at home. I don't think anywhere in the majors, too, of course, but we've seen over the years managers I've talked to here, every now and then we have a team that struggles to get wins, and the manager always at some point says to me, man, I wish I'd just like to at least start winning at home for our fans. And the Red Ears had their first winning series on the road this past week at Sacramento, so it's good to see them take it into this series and win the opener today. 7-2. Rainiers now 6-13 here at Cheney this year. That's better than where they were when they woke up this morning at 5-13. So the Red Ears win the first game of the homestand today, and they'll come back here tomorrow night for the 6:05 first pitch in game two. All the other action of the PCL today is at night. Sugar Land is at El Paso, Reno at Oklahoma City. Round Rock starts a series in Albuquerque, and Salt Lake is at Sacramento. We'll have details on all of those games during tomorrow's broadcast, which will begin at 5:55 with the pregame 6:05 first pitch. Tommy Malone tossed a real gem in his last start. 5 shutout innings of one-hit ball. Faced the minimum 15 batters. We'll see what he's got in store for us tomorrow. He'll be opposed by Las Vegas left-hander Jared Koenig, who's been one of the top starters in the league among guys who have been in the rotation since the season began. Koenig in 7 appearances, 4-2 with a 2.70 ERA, and he's second in the league in strikeouts. So tough cookie on the hill for Vegas tomorrow night. Couple of lefties going head-to-head. Should be a fun one, 6:05 tomorrow here at Cheney Stadium. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score today, the Red Ears defeat Las Vegas 7-2, getting 2 home runs from Eric Mejia. Have a great afternoon. Thanks a lot for listening. Talk to you tomorrow.